Thank you for calling the customer service. My name is Adriana. How may I help you?
Okay, I got charged, Adriana. I'm Tanya Martino. $6.95 for some simple production shop.
All right, just give me one moment while I look into your account. Can you provide me that zip code?
92688. Do you want the three last digits on my card?
Oh, no, ma'am. What is the first one? What is your first and last name?
It's Tanya Martino.
All right. Yes, ma'am. I do see. Do you recall back in December the 18th ordering a smart health watch for $6.95?
I recall that have never arrived.
You said your smart watch has never arrived?
No, the watch have never.
All right. Can you confirm your shipping address for me?
It's 16 San Julian in Rancho Santa Margarita, 92688.
All right. Yes, ma'am. You said it has never arrived?
No.
All right. Just give me one moment.
I want to be charged for something that I don't have.
All right. Just give me one moment. Just give me one moment.
Okay.
All right, ma'am. You said you haven't received your package?
No, I haven't. I would not call you if I received that.
All right, yes, ma'am. So on my computer, it does show that your package was delivered on January the 4th at 3:42 p.m.
I don't know where did they deliver, where did they put in front of the house, but I don't have it.
All right, just give me one moment. All right, yes, ma'am.
Yes.
All right, yes, ma'am. So what I do see here, it does say that it was delivered on the 5th, but that's probably just an issue between, you're probably going to have to call your post office about that. But what I can do for you is I can offer you a 35% refund on your purchase.
Can you resend the watch?
I am unable to do that. You're going to have to contact your local USPS office.
They said if they delivered it, they could have left it in front of the door or something, but I don't have it.
All right. Yes, ma'am. Just give me one moment.
If you can, resend it, because I promised that to, my kid, that watch. It's one of the watches, like an Apple Watch, similar to that, that tells you like a high blood pressure, if you have.
All right, ma'am, just give me one moment.
Okay, thank you.
All right, yes, ma'am. So USPS have documented that they delivered it in your mailbox.
It wasn't in my mailbox.
All right, yes, ma'am. I do apologize, but I'm unable to send a new watch. What I can do for you is I can offer you a 50% refund on your purchase.
30%? Or you should refund my whole thing. I don't have it.
I can refund you the 50%. Just give me one moment.
I would like to have the watch because I was going to give it to friend. I don't know whether it works or not, if it was just a little toy, but it was like one of the simple things that they, because he has a high blood pressure and stuff, he tells you your heart rate. That's what I wanted for.
Yes, ma'am, I do understand. Do you have anyone checking your mailbox for you?
No, I'm the only one that checks my mailbox, but I don't have it. If I have it, I wouldn't call you, believe me. I wouldn't spend this time on phone talking to you if I have it.
Yes, ma'am, I do understand, but I do apologize. There's nothing I can do on my end. It's that's something that you have to take up with your USPS services. But the most I can do right now is I can offer you a 50% discount. I can offer you a 50% refund.
But you cannot send the watch.
I cannot send a replace watch.
Okay, and why can't you refund the whole thing then?
Because these charges are valid, and I'm not really supposed to touch valid charges.
Okay, I'm going to check with my neighbors because it happens that sometimes they put stuff in different mailboxes. Okay?
All right, yes, ma'am. So yeah, they probably did put it in the wrong mailbox.
And then I will call you back.
All right.
And what is your name?
My name is Adriana.
Adriana?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Adriana. Thank you so much.
No problem. Thank you for calling customer service.
Okay, bye-bye.